Janet Wilson, oh, what a hoo-ha is going on in the media these days. And Tiger comes out on the weekend and says sorry.
He didn't Tiger have to... says sorry, and then in our local media we've got sort of delving into people's private lives at a level that you've never seen before, really, isn't it?
Oh, my
Haven't
word.
We sunk to highs or lows? You take your pick, I'm thinking.
Is the news really that bad? We've got to come up with this garbage?
I'm thinking that this will be the way of the world for certain newspapers at the moment. They have figured that as soon as the kind of headlines that we're seeing about relationships, etc., get into the front cover of the paper, that they will see a spike in their readership. So they are driven. They're like little junkies. They're driven by that readership spike. So, and I'm sure that as they trumpeted last week that they had a rise in readership, I'm talking about the Herald on Sunday here, mm-hmm. we will find that indeed more and more of those types of stories will appear. It started with the Ellie Moore story, of course, and then it went on to Sally Ridge and Adam Perori. So we will be seeing more and more of this kind of thing. But let's get back to Tiger. Because Tiger's was in a completely different scenario, really, wasn't it? This was the most manufactured apology in the world. No media were allowed to attend. He handpicked who would be in the audience. Interestingly, his wife wasn't there. And I thought if he was going to apologise to anyone, she should have been seen to be there, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, it would have been nice. She's probably the one he probably really needs to apologise to.
Exactly, more than anyone. Forget the rest of the audience. What about poor old Erin, you know? And the mum was faithfully in the front there. He talked about his Buddhist faith or trying to adopt a faith that his mother has and maybe he should have had. It was heartbreakingly staged, plastic and unappealing. But it will probably do the trick, because what he will say now in a media sense when he does front on the golf courses, probably next month sometime, is, well, I've already covered all of that. I've spoken about it. I am not speaking about it anymore. And that's his way of fending off, you know, journalists' questions. I'm not sure it's going to do the trick.
So you weren't one of the women standing outside the conference saying, with a placard going, pick me?
No, I'd leave that up to those cocktail waitresses and, you know, Miffy, Buffy, Janie, you know, whoever
Fluffy.
Else they are. No, I think that's their role in the midst of all of this.
Hey, I'll tell you what,
madness.
Though, his golf's over. If he's not going to get that much sex anymore, the golf's gone.
It'll be very interesting to see.